You're listening to KCBX Central Coast Public Radio here on NPR One. With KCBX News, I'm Greta Marr. The San Luis Obispo County Public Health Department says despite reports Thursday, the novel coronavirus has not been confirmed in San Luis Obispo County yet.
What we have is a person who formally met testing criteria, nonetheless, is not someone that we had a high-level suspicion of for testing. The person recovered quickly.
Dr. Penny Bornstein is the county's public health officer.
We have a person for whom we are doing coronavirus testing. That's the entirety of the story, with low suspicion of it being positive.
Bornstein says the biological specimens were sent to a state public health lab in the Bay Area, but in the next day or so, the county's own testing facility will be up and running and able to test for COVID-19. That will mean results will be available a lot faster. The county has been screening patients who have traveled to countries or cities with confirmed cases or are suspected of being exposed to COVID-19. The San Luis Obispo Tribune is reporting it was two patients at Twin Cities Hospital in Templeton whom the county tested for coronavirus. Tenet Health, the company that operates Twin Cities, says it itself doesn't test for infectious diseases. But when a patient comes in, staff are asking questions about recent travel and symptoms. Any patients that do have relevant symptoms are given masks and isolated. Here in California, there are 53 confirmed cases to date. But for now, Bornstein denies there are any confirmed coronavirus cases in San Luis Obispo County.
Not that we are aware of. And the reason I say it that way is I believe that we will have diagnosed cases. We may have cases out there now that are of such mild illness that they're not coming to attention. And we will continue to monitor the situation very closely. And we are absolutely assuring the public that when we do have a first case, we will make that information known immediately.
The city of San Luis Obispo is getting ready for if and when the virus spreads, says spokesperson James Blatlett.
We've developed a continuity of operations plan that's currently being vetted out in response to a pandemic. And that's to make sure that the city can continue to provide essential services if the situation were to escalate.
Coronavirus is transmitted from person to person within 6 feet of each other through coughing, sneezing, or touching. Symptoms include fever, shortness of breath, and coughing. But those symptoms could also be caused by the regular flu, which is still prevalent in the county, says the public health department. The county has set up a website, www.readyslo.org, that's readyslo.org, to serve as a one-stop information center for the latest on the coronavirus. With KCBX News, I'm Greta Mart.